Hello, red shirts. Welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. I know I haven't had an episode in quite a while, but now's the time. I had a great GaryCon 14 here in 2022. The con ended yesterday, Sunday, March 27th, and I got home last night. I'm feeling recharged and creative and have lots of ideas that I plan on addressing in future episodes. I will have a GaryCon recap, but it will be in the next episode. For now, I am being laser-focused on a place that is at the heart of the role-playing hobby's birth as a commercial venture that was original Dungeons & Dragons. But first, a word from our sponsor. Coming soon to a tavern or arena near you is Expletive Deleted, the raunchiest band in a PG-13 world. See and feel their performance as they use their musical skill and bardic magic to thrill you. With special guest, Aspen Leatherleaf, who will stun with her cutting-edge haiku poetry. Take it from me, your old pal, Rock Viper, your favorite announcer. If you need inspiration, don't miss this band's tour. That's Expletive Deleted with special guest, Aspen Leatherleaf, cutting-edge haiku artist, coming soon to a tavern or arena near you. Tickets on sale from Scalp Hunters International. Don't trade your scalps with any other merchant. Financing available through special mission contracts, fighting in the arena, debt slavery, or bargaining your soul to the various forces of the underworld. This is the Don't Miss Tour of the Millennium. Expletive Deleted with special guest, Aspen Leatherleaf, the cutting-edge haiku artist. Coming soon to a tavern or arena near you. Gary Gygax was a prolific reader, gamer, and writer of wargame rules. He was a father of five living in a small house when he typed up rules inspired by the vision of how Dave Arneson developed a fantasy Bronstein from what Dave Wesley did for a game where the players were individuals on the map of a fictional town that would be the center of a battle set in the Napoleonic era. The current owner of the house, where Gary Gygax wrote original D&D, Yolanda Frontenay and her husband, have discovered that the two trees on the property are affecting the plumbing and the foundation and limbs overhanging the house are a hazard. The house is over 100 years old and needs a new roof and many other things repaired so that this landmark can endure long into the future. And the immediate need is for taking out these trees. I first met Yolanda back in September 2019 when I was part of an Extra Life event organized by John Gilbert. We had the first ever live-streamed games from Gary's house. We had four different games, and I played in three of those games and was honored to run one. And of course, we had plans to do it again in 2020, but as you know, COVID kind of changed everybody's plans. And just before GaryCon, I learned about the Indiegogo campaign, about helping out with the house. And I ran into Yolanda outside the vendor area early on at GaryCon, and she told me about the challenges of the trees, and all the bids she has gotten seemed to be really high to me. A year ago, last fall, I had two huge maple trees taken out of my front yard, and because of the nearby power lines, they had to bring in a crane, and the low-end quotes that Yolanda has received are close to or more than double what mine was. And the trees at Gary's house are not as tall, and one of them is not near as big around as either of mine. And I just can't believe that they want to charge that much for hers. And she has t-shirts for sale that are an additional fundraiser. And so I met her at the house on Saturday to pick up a shirt and got a first-hand look at the trees. One of them is smaller and is shorter than my trees. It's not near as big around. and it's close enough to the street that it shouldn't be that hard to take out. I can still see where they may want to use a crane to not mess up the landscaping and the sidewalk and stuff. But the other tree, that's the challenge, because it is pretty big around, about as big around, or maybe a little bit bigger than mine, but it's still not near as tall. And even though the branches go up over the house, they're not near as big as the branches on the one I had taken out. But the challenge is also that the house next door, she also owns and rents out kind of like an Airbnb, and then the neighbor's house. And because Gary's house is on the corner, it's about equidistant from both streets, but because of its placement, it definitely is going to need a crane. There's no way around that because there's just no room to drop anything. And it is much further from both streets than the other tree. It is going to be a challenge. I thought about it, and I'm going to sharpen my pencil later and figure out what I can give after I figure out where I am after all the money I spent for GaryCon, hotel and food, plus the few things I bought. Part of my plan is to make an appeal. My hope is to help raise funds by getting the word out. And first off, if you don't have it to give, don't feel guilty. Just tell others. The main thing is get that word out there. If you're on social media, share a link to the Indiegogo page. Share a link to my podcast. Share a link to the Home of D&D website. Tell other people. And if you can give, even a few dollars will go a long way. And it occurred to me a couple of different ways how the collective of gamers can come together to source a solution. So there's the obvious, raising a whole lot of money. Get every gamer you know to give $5 and we'll manage to cover it. Or if you know somebody with money to burn, get them to give it all. But it seems to me that we ought to be able to identify a tree service who we know has a fair price and we're going to know and feel confident that they're not gouging. Now, yes, I know it's a different state. It's a sort of a resort area, but it can't be that much more, in my opinion. I'm not an expert, just based on my own experience. And it also occurred to me, maybe in somewhere in the U.S. is a gamer that owns a tree service. I bet you there has to be one. Now, I'm not asking them to drive across the country, but maybe they have a network that they can get into and help get a fair price on getting these trees out of there that won't cost an arm and a leg. Those are the first things that have to be dealt with, so then it's going to maintain the foundation, keep the plumbing functional or more easily repaired, and then they've got to do all the other work to the house once that's taken care of. And it's an ongoing fundraiser. So please keep this in mind, and maybe we can get word to the right person or persons who can make this happen. While at GaryCon, I told several people with a large social media presence and some famous people about this issue to help get the word out. Now, personally, I really hate taking out trees, but when they're too big for their location or dead or dying or branches are dropping, they need to come down for safety's sake. And if you think this is a landmark that should be around for future generations to enjoy, please do what you can. Now, some just rent the house next door because they don't know about D&D and Gary's house. But those who do know about Gary's house can stay there overnight or a weekend and play all day long at Gary's house and then go crash next door. Or you can just show up and play at Gary's house. If you think that's something that's cool and it should be around for lots of gamers to get the chance to play there, please do what you can. I'd really appreciate it. I want to thank you all for listening and taking the time to think about this. And above all, I really want to thank you for helping spread the word. And if you can give, even just a few dollars, thank you. And as always, game on.
Knows how to wield a sword. Spells arcane and divine. Up on a shield to a wolf. And if you have the time, he's got a mean sales pitch. He even makes it rhyme. And if you need a job, this is his go-to line. Some people wanna die poor. then raise up your longsword, follow me and die. Yeah, raise up your longsword, follow me.